And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 3rd of September, 2016. It's the birthday of Alison Lurie, novelist, Chicago, 1926, author of The Truth About Lauren Jones and Foreign Affairs. Alison Lurie, who said about her characters, "I want them all to have happy endings, although I do realize this is not true to life, but I get attached to my characters, and I don't really want to do them in. And I think it is significant that the only book of mine that got a big literary award, the Pulitzer Prize for Foreign Affairs, was the only one in which I've killed off a major character. Somehow tragedy attracts awards and comedy does not." It's the birthday of the anthropologist Lauren Isley, born Lincoln, Nebraska, 1907, taught anthropology for 30 years at the University of Pennsylvania, and wrote popular books about anthropology and evolution, The Immense Journey, The Unexpected Universe, and others, about the evolution of the brain and the development of consciousness in humans. He wrote, "For the first time in 4 billion years, a living creature had contemplated himself and heard with a sudden, unaccountable loneliness the whisper of wind in the night reeds." It's the birthday of the writer Sarah Orne Jewett, born in South Berwick, Maine, 1849, best known for her collection of stories, The Country of the Pointed Firs, which was published in 1896. Stories about the people of Maine and old country ways that were quickly dying out there at the end of the 19th century. Sarah Orne Jewett, who said, "You must find your own quiet center of life and write from that." And it was on this date in 1838, Frederick Douglass boarded a train in Baltimore and escaped from slavery to go north and to campaign tirelessly for the abolition of slavery and also for women's suffrage. Here's a poem for today by Kate Barnes, Future Plans. When I am an old, old woman, I may very well be living all alone like many another before me, and I rather look forward to the day when I shall have a tumble-down house on a hilltop and behave just as I wish to. No more need to be proud. At the tag end of life, one is at last allowed to be answerable to no one. Then I shall wear a shapeless felt hat clapped on over my white hair, sneakers with holes for the toes, and a ragged dress. My house shall be always in a deep drifted mess, my overgrown garden a jungle. I shall keep a crew of cats and dogs, with perhaps a goat or two for my agate-eyed familiars. And what delight I shall take in the vagaries of day and night, in the wind and the branches, in the rain on the roof. I shall toss like an old leaf, weather-mad, without reproof. I'll wake when I please, and when I please I shall doze, whatever I think I shall say, and I suppose that with such a habit of speech I'll be let well alone to mumble plain truth like an old dog with a bare bone." Future Plans, a poem by Kate Barnes, from Where the Deer Were, published by David R. Godin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.